USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee this year.
The man can't speak.
At a town hall event in Wisconsin yesterday, President Trump also blaming Democrat Joe Biden and Democrats overall for the violence across the nation, citing in particular problems in Baltimore, Chicago, Oakland, and Detroit.
In all cases, it's Democrats. They're Democrat run, in all cases. And Joe Biden would have that be the whole country.
That town hall was recorded in the afternoon and aired on the Fox News Channel last night. The U.S. Justice Department is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to kill the Affordable Care Act once and for all. The court's to hear arguments in the Obamacare case in the next term. It's not clear if that will happen before the November election, though. Costco free samples are back, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A bill to make the nation's capital a state comes up for a vote in the U.S. House today. Washington, D.C. has no voting representation in Congress. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying the rights of Americans who live in the nation's capital are being violated every day. More than 700,000 people call D.C. home. It's always been a political issue because most of those residents of the district have historically voted Democrat. AAA says there will be a downturn in the number of people traveling this summer because of the virus, but it doesn't mean Americans won't be traveling between July and September. They say most people will be driving to destinations.
We're seeing about 97%, which is a bit higher than what we typically would see, will be doing so by car, sort of bringing back the Great American Road Trip.
That's AAA Mid-Atlantic's Regina Ali, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As we've reported, several U.S. states are seeing big spikes in coronavirus since reopening recently. Arizona is one of them there. The governor, Doug Ducey, is pleading with people to stay home as the new coronavirus cases are spreading across that state. During a news conference late yesterday, Ducey said the recent spikes in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from the virus are unacceptable. He's urging people to do everything possible to reverse the trends and right away.
When we reopened the economy, I said that this is a green light to proceed, not a green light to speed, and we need to slow down.
Dixie Chicks changing their name to just the Chicks. The female country group making the announcement yesterday, saying it's an effort to distance themselves from the name that was linked with the slavery era South. A quote on the Texas band's website saying they want to meet this moment. Phase one of the NHL draft lottery is today. Despite the league being on hiatus when it comes to actually playing, the NHL has put together a two-phase plan for the lottery. The seven teams that missed the playoffs will be joined by eight placeholder teams that will make up the first phase. The Detroit Red Wings have the best odds of landing the number one overall pick. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.